Hey everybody, you're listening to Mixtape Dance Party from Siouxland Public Media. My name is Earl Horlick. Jerry Seinfeld, what's the deal with that guy? Stop the music! Okay, let me tell you a story. I'm not proud of this, but when Seinfeld's famous puffy shirt episode first aired, I actually had something similar hanging in my closet. I was going through a fashion phase that was one part pirate and one part Morrissey from the Smiths. Growing up, I noticed my friend's fashion sensibilities, if you could call it that, would be inspired by sports stars. Even the more musically adventurous members of my posse would show up to school in concert t-shirts at the very most. Me? I was never conventional, even as a kid. Nope. I would channel my inner Bowie by donning a skinny suit, or I'd sweat it out in the summer sun by choosing leather jackets to emphasize my Ramones bona fide. In other words, having a puffy pirate shirt in my wardrobe was probably par for the course. Welcome to the Killer Looks edition of Mixtape Dance Party. I'm seriously gassing over this boss playlist, bruv. Tonight we'll be grooving to the likes of Green Day, Suede, and even Zoe Fox and the Rocket Clocks thrown in for fun. Pretty lit, right? All right, let's start the party with a woman with a killer bod and the space age bondage wear to prove it. Here is Nona Hendrix, If Looks Could Kill. First up, Mixtape Dance Party. We'll be right back.
today. But you will hear me say that I will never run away. I am here for you. Love is meant for two. But tell me what you're gonna do.
Yeah.
begin our killer looks dance party with a very appropriate selection. If looks could kill, courtesy of none other than Miss Nona Hendrix. After that, Prince asked the immortal question. If I gave you diamonds and pearls, would he be a happy boy or girl? By the way, the answer would be yes. We ended the set with the man who actually inspired this week's show, Puffy Shirt Aficionado Morrissey and Handsome Devil. Perhaps Morrissey, with his matinee idol looks, had it easy. After all, being a handsome devil is a no-brainer with a fashion-forward wardrobe. Let's say you were part of a musical group that favored circus ringmaster suits, clown makeup, and fright wigs. Huh. Sort of like Split Enz. Here's Split Enz, Sugar and Spice. Next up, Mixtape Dance Party.
Thank you. Maybe I don't really want to know how you got in girls, 'cause I just want to fly. Lately, did you ever feel the pain in the morning rain as it soaks you to the bone? Maybe I just want to fly, want to live but don't want to die. Maybe I just want to breathe.
Oversized plaids on oversized suits. What? Is the circus in town? Nope. That's just a day in the life of Split Enz, who began our set with Sugar and Spice. They were followed by Jane Child, who had a hairdo that was part porcupine and part engineering project. She told us she didn't want to fall in love. Perhaps she was frightened off by the Gallagher Brothers from Oasis. Can't blame her. They sang Live Forever as if they were waiting for a bus in the middle of winter. We can't live forever, but we can take station breaks that simply feel like forever. Ah, right on time. You're listening to Mixtape Dance Party from Siouxland Public Media with me, Earl Horlick. See you after this. Welcome back to Killer Looks Week on Mixtape Dance Party from Siouxland Public Media with me, Earl Horlick. Let's see. Hair gel? Check. Eyeliner? Check. Now what am I forgetting? Oh, that's right. A guitar. Here is Billy Joe Armstrong and the boys from Green Day going mental with Basket Case. Next up, Mixtape Dance Party.
Do you have the time to listen to me whine about nothing and everything all at once? I am one of those melodramatic fools, neurotic to the bone, no doubt about it. Sometimes I give myself the creeps. Sometimes my mind plays tricks on me. It all keeps adding up. I think I'm cracking up. Am I just paranoid? Am I just stuck? I went to a shrink to analyze my dreams. She says it's like a sex that's bringing me down. I went to a whore. He said my life's a bore. Choke with my white and pussy. Sometimes I give myself the creeps. Sometimes my mind plays tricks on me. It all keeps adding up. I think I'm cracking up. Am I just paranoid?
She's never seen the word bombs blown up to me.
What do Green Day, Vampire Weekend, and Weezer all have in common? If you answered they were all part of our last song set, you'd be correct. Also acceptable, all three bands can use a little sun. Vitamin D can be your friend, fellas. You've come on a good night, bruv. This is our Killer Looks playlist on Mixtape Dance Party from Siouxland Public Media. Huh? Who's up next? Let's see. We have Damon Albarn and his mates from Blur. They're giving us a lesson in sex education. God help us all. Blur, Girls and Boys. Next up, Mixtape Dance Party.
Oh,
Hey everybody, this is the Killer Looks edition of Mixtape Dance Party from Siouxland Public Media with me, Earl Horlick. Everything that I know about fashion has come from the world of music. And believe it or not, my understanding of sex has also come from the music world. For instance, Girls and Boys from Blur taught me that sex was confusing. Animal Nitrate from Suede taught me that making out with a pig puppet is never advisable. And Spare Me the Time from Zoe Fox and the Rocket Clocks taught me that sex with futuristic new waivers will more than likely be a one-night stand. Okay, what did you learn about this week's show? Let's take a station break while you gather your thoughts. This is Mixtape Dance Party from Siouxland Public Media with me, Earl Horlick. Don't look at your neighbor's paper. See you after this. Welcome back to Mixtape Dance Party from Siouxland Public Media. My name is Earl Horlick, and I have a question that has faced every band at one point or another. What happens when you give your drummer too much leeway? Block Party found that out the hard way. Here is Block Party, Like Eating Glass. Next up, Mixtape Dance Party. You're listening to Mixtape Dance Party from Siouxland Public Media with me, Earl Horlick. That was Block Party with Like Eating Glass. Wait, is that the keto diet? I can't remember. Let's finish off the night on a radical note. That is, if being radical signifies being mad at your mom in a chess king at the mall when you were a teenager, yes, that's radical. Here are the new radicals. You get what you give. Next up, Mixtape Dance Party. And before I forget, stay safe. See you next week.